I'm reading the article entitled Children Should Be Freed Now and Never COVID Injected. It's by Dr. Paul Alexander, PhD, and Dr. Mark Trozzi, MD, yours truly. Beginning. Children are by nature very resistant to coronavirus infection for multiple reasons that we will concisely discuss below. First, as the reader may know, coronaviruses are spherical and have many spike proteins projecting from their surface all around. For a coronavirus to infect a human cell, these spike proteins first must attach to receptors on the surface of the cell called ACE2 receptors. Without this first stage of attachment, the coronavirus cannot infect the human cell. ACE2 receptors are the vulnerability that coronaviruses use to attach to human cells and initiate infection. These ACE2 receptors have limited or less expression and presence in the nasal epithelium in young children. This is part of the reason that children are less likely to be infected in the first place, or spread it to other children or adults, or even get seriously ill. The apparatus is simply not there, as reported by Patel and Bunievich, which are references 1A and 1B in the article. Second, another mechanism of children's powerful resistance to coronaviruses is revealed in recent research, reference 2, August 2021 by Losk, which deepens our understanding even further. This research shows that pre-activated antiviral innate immunity in the upper airways of children works to further control early SARS-CoV-2 infection. The study provides evidence that the airway immune cells of children are primed for virus sensing, resulting in a stronger early innate antiviral response to SARS-CoV-2 infection than occurs in adults. Third, unlike the unnatural, dangerous, and less effective pseudoimmunity triggered by experimental biologic COVID-19 injections, reference 3, we know that natural immunity is very broad and effective. That means that naturally we have immunity to new coronaviruses because of exposure to other coronaviruses in the past. This is true even in young children. Coronaviruses are one of the virus families that cause the common cold. Even little children have been exposed to various colds before COVID-19 was launched. With the colds that were coronaviruses, the children were minimally sick due to low ACE2 receptors in their nostrils and their innate antiviral immunity. But still, the exposure helped them develop strong and broad immunity and antibodies to coronaviruses. This natural immunity works even between very different coronaviruses. That's one of the reasons why the infamous variants are of less concern for non-injected people who have natural immunity. In children, this broad natural immunity to COVID, thanks to prior colds, is demonstrated by research evidence of Yang, reference 4, which was published in Science, May 2021. It showed that blood examined from children that was retrieved prior to COVID-19 pandemic had memory B cells that can bind to SARS-CoV-2. This indicates the potent role of early childhood exposure to common cold coronaviruses in giving them enhanced immunity to SARS-CoV-2 and its variants. In other words, this underscores the importance of early childhood B cell clonal expansions and cross-reactivity / cross-protection in subsequent exposures and responses to novel pathogens, including SARS-CoV-2. Here we quote this work by Dr. Yang. Quote, consistent with reported serology, pre-pandemic children had class-switched convergent clones to severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, with weak cross-reactivity to other coronaviruses. These results highlight the prominence of early childhood B cell clonal expansions and cross-reactivity for future responses to novel pathogens. Fourth, we would also like to draw the reader's attention to research in the Journal of Infection by Gallo, April 2021, reference 5. This examined household transmission rates in children and adults. They reported that there was, quote, no transmission from an index person less than 18 years of age to a household contact less than 18 years of age. But there were 26 transmissions from adult index cases to household contacts less than 18 years. These findings are in line with evidence that children are less at risk of developing severe illness courses and also are far less susceptible and likely to spread and drive SARS-CoV-2, references 6, 7, 8, and 9. In summary, children have minimal ACE2 receptors present in their upper airway. They have powerful innate immune responses to viruses in the upper airway. They have broad, effective immunity to SARS-CoV-2 and its variants from prior exposures to coronaviruses. And further, evidence demonstrates that by and far they do not transmit COVID to other people, even those in close contact with them. So, the idea imposed on children that, for instance, by hugging or socializing with their grandparents, they will give them COVID and cause their death, is completely unfounded. This idea has been nothing more than one part of the severe psychological abuse our children have undergone for more than 1.5 years now. We must end this now. Children need no masks, no antisocial distancing, no limitations on their life at all. They need no facial obstructions or unnatural distancing from their teachers, and they most certainly should be spared the dangerous genetic nanoparticle experimental injections or COVID-19 biologics. We now know that even in elderly, who are far more prone to significant illness with COVID-19, that the injections kill 5 times as many as they save, reference 10. Further, in children, this ratio goes off the scale to more than 100. Imagine deciding to kill more than 100 children for every possibly one saved. It is ludicrous or evil. Stop these injections immediately. The injections should be stopped immediately, especially in children. And the references are given below that. Thank you very much.